And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. We got a great show for you today. Going to be lots of fun. It's just Corey and I in the house talking fishing and having fun with you. You can stay tuned. It's going to be a great one. Great info coming up. We're going to have some really good catch for you, some great fishing that's gone on this weekend. You stay tuned. It's going to be a great show with a lot of info and a lot of your phone calls. This is Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090 and that Let's Talk Hookup app.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. Fishdope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. Fishdope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. Fishdope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. Fishdope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have Fishdope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new Fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
San Diego. Do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
All right. Good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Nice to be in studio with you, Rick.
I love it. Corey, yeah, lots of fun. So as a lot of our guests know, we were excited to have Captain Ryan Stahl from the Game Changer on today. And a little last-minute deal popped up, and Ryan wasn't able to make it. But makes for what are certainly some of the most fun that Corey and I get to have. And it's just us hanging with you.
So, a little change in the game.
Totally. Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun day. And so, we got to do this a couple weeks ago, and I had lots of buds tell me how much fun they had, and I know I sure did the same. I mean, I really enjoyed just getting to hang out and talk fishing with Corey, and that's exactly what we're going to do today.
Why not? It's a lot of fun, a lot going on.
It's a lot going on. This has been a very fun week at the Tackle Store. Obviously, it's just been crazy, but, you know, there's been not a shift in the fishing, because the fishing is still certainly fantastic. You know, our boats this week had very, very good bluefin fishing, and then very good kelp patty, Dorado, and yellowtail fishing. What there has been a little bit of shift in has been the gear and the way that our boats have caught them. Still very, very good nighttime jig, flat fall, knife jig style fishing for our sport boats. I mean, near limits for most of the trips. But the daytime has kind of really scaled back to traditional bluefin and, you know, light line, 25 pounds, small circle hooks, very stealth, and catching a very nice grade of fish, but not the jumbo fish that we've been kind of used to a little bit. You know, lots of 20, 25, 30, 40 pounders.
Catchable size.
Exactly, yeah. And ones that you're stoked on. You know, bringing home two 30-pound bluefins. I mean, everybody's stoked on. So
who's going to complain about that one?
Yeah, totally. And speaking of bluefins, I know Pete had so much fun talking about it, but the fishing has been so good, and the visuals have been so good that even Corey's boat got more than, you know, a couple hundred yards outside the kelp line.
Exactly.
Is that
exactly.
true?
Yeah, it
Pete
is.
Pete was so excited to tell us all that.
I mean, I love fishing, right?
I know you do, any kind.
It could be a crappie bite. It could be a green bass bite. You know, it could be something silly, and I just love fishing. Let me set up the scenario.
Because Corey's boat doesn't get away from the kelp very often.
Not very often. No,
and if it does, it's targeting some cod.
Something, yeah. So let me set up the scenario. I did go tuna fishing. And I went for a little bit of a run. It was beautiful weather. I mean, you couldn't have asked for better running weather, right? So let me set up the scenario. I had a very good friend fishing up out of Dana, you know, and he's like, dude, we're getting them. And it's, you know, my dad got a 110-pounder and just... like, holy smokes, man, this close? Man, this is pretty cool.
And that's
cool.
What he was saying, like, hey, we're on the beach. We're catching these things. Right?
Yeah.
You were saying his report was...
less than 10 miles from the harbor.
Come on.
And so I had another friend. I'll just name him, right? We'll call him Luke.
Yeah, Luke did it.
Yeah, right?
So, Luke got you.
I got to put a name on it.
Yeah.
And he gives me a call, and dude, my buddy just got limits out of Mission Bay, and you know.
And
so
he's talking right now. Like he called you, and his buddies had limits like that day. Like
they were literally on their way in with limits. So that the 1-2 punch, Rick.
Everybody had you two fired.
Exactly.
Couldn't take it.
So we ended up going the next morning, and what was right out of Mission Bay ended up 35 to 40 miles, and I was looking at the San Onofre domes and out of Oceanside, that part.
Still right off the beach, like they described.
Very close.
Just
a
little bit farther up the beach.
Yeah, a little bit further up the beach, a nice run. But man, just it's. What an incredible ocean and the life. And we got on at minimal 30 spots of break and foam and fish. And most of it looked like 25, 30-pound bluefin. There was a couple spots that looked like 40 to 60. And we saw one that was pushing water like dolphins.
Oh,
I mean, like,
God.
I don't know, 100, 150 pounders. I mean, pretty darn good ones.
So cool.
But to be able to make, you know, on half those spots, to be able to make a halfway decent cast and just having that adrenaline, like I'm going to get bit any second, and to not have it come through is, you know, it's kind of a demoralizer or a humbler, you know.
A humbler is a perfect word for it.
It is.
We always, you know, people will say that. That's bluefin being bluefin. But, boy, when you see it, it just... it sometimes blows you away that, you know, like you do talk about, 30 spots of just
minimal
Nat Geo foamers, fish blowing out of the water. And
crazy.
And seeing bait spraying out of the water. And, like, roll up onto that, and you're already thinking about your sashimi the next night. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, oh, this is guaranteed. You know, you're not even, when you roll up on the first couple of them, at least, you're not even thinking about if. It's like, oh, it's slam dunk. Here we go. White water in front of the boat. You got to, you know, yourself and Luke, a couple of great fishermen, great casters. We're going to put lures right into this thing.
Right.
Here we go. And then, they get you.
You know, we used all artificials. We didn't have light bait. You know, I mean, there's several things that you could kind of re-encounter that you might do different.
Yeah. Monday morning quarterback type stuff.
But I'll tell you what I did in kind of that rethinking process. And I got home. Very next morning, I was back out in the kelp, wrangling the calicos.
I was all excited, thinking, like, okay, here we go. Like, I was waiting for you to say, I came up with an idea, and I'm going to fish my 3-inch weedless, but I figured out how to put a big hook in, and I'm going to cast that thing into the foamers next. I got all fired up. No, you're over it. I'm back to the bass fishing.
I already had the helium balloon with the 3-inch swim bait.
Yeah, exactly. Double trouble rig of MC swim baits. Geez.
No, I was right back in the kelp, just wrangling the calicos.
Yeah, smart move.
Very, very good fishing.
Good.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the bass that next day. You had to take some back out on them.
Exactly. Actually, Nala had to, man.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah.
So with that, this is a time of year that can be some of the best bass fishing that we have for two reasons. One, it's warm water. There's great bait. Those fish are fired up, and they're active, and they're feeding. And the other thing is so many people do exactly what you and Luke did. You just get really fired up, And you leave the inshore. You know, there's so many people chasing, you know, offshore fishing tuna that one, it's a prime time for our bass fishing, and the crowds are they're lesser.
And the fish offshore, Rick. I mean, there's so many good ones. I mean, we're talking about the bluefin, but the yellows.
Oh,
I mean, I haven't seen a quality of 12 to 15 pound yellows like that in many years, it seems like, right?
It's a great point. We were talking about it yesterday. We've kind of, you know, in your mind, the last few years, you get used to the grade of yellow on the kelps, you know, previous to this year. They've been small. Let's face it. We all know. We know what was there. There was a lot of those, you know, little micro yellow where you'd have to catch 8 or 10 of them until you'd get one that you could, you know, convince, that one's worth keeping. Yeah, we'll throw that one on. That's not the case right now.
No.
It's really nice fish.
Very, very impressive. I mean, they're minimal, 12 to 15, and there's so many in the 20-pound, in the mid-20s, you know?
And what's fun is right now you can watch it getting better and better and better. You know, it's not going down. I mean, you can watch it getting better. And now we're starting to see, in addition to just, you know, good yellowtail fishing, starting to see some fun videos from buds, and you look at the Instagram and things like that, and starting to see some of those full-on aquarium-style kelps where you roll up on it and you throw a scoop of bait and everyone gets boiled on. You look in the water and you see yellow zipping around and you see Dorado zipping around.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really, really fun fishing right now.
It really is. And to see the San Diego had over 100 yellows yesterday.
Cool.
You know? Yeah, it's good times.
Yeah, no doubt. So certainly some very good fishing going on both inshore and offshore. You know, I know the half-day boat out of Fisherman's had a big sand bass count again.
Yeah.
So it's just the options are very much alive. And it's fun seeing the day and a half guys. And, you know, as we had Captain Mark Wish giving his fish dope report yesterday and talking about seeing, you know, the Royal Polaris and the Royal Star and the American Angler all
with
right
the
outside of Catalina.
With the full-day boats. Yeah,
totally.
Yeah, and we did. We, you know, in fact, when I went out tuna fishing on Monday, seeing the Red Rooster and the Independence, I mean, it's like kind of crazy, really, you know, in your skiff. Yeah. You know what? Sometimes seen in the kelp, too, Rick, offshore, there's all that chovy.
Okay.
There's a lot of life in the kelp. Oh. You know, there's a lot of little bait schools popping up and little barracuda and bass flipping, and there's a lot of life, you know?
You talked about years ago a condition when you were basically sight. Not necessarily catching as much, but sight fishing for sea bass in the kelp, and it was very bait related.
Yeah.
Is this that type of thing, or can you talk about what that was, or I remember you kind of telling that story. It was several seasons ago, and thinking how cool it was. But is this the sort of condition that presents itself in?
Yeah, it totally can be, right? I didn't see the sea bass this week, but that can come in and out within the hour, you know, let alone, you know, a change of day. And certainly, I mean, you can see that kind of thing for sure. You know, they're so, like Mark Wish says, they're ghostly and spooky, you know, and they just, you've got to be on your game to be able to see them, number one.
Sure.
You know?
But you're literally just drifting or trolling motoring, whatever, through the kelp and just that. I mean, you're just seeing them swim through the kelp stalks kind of thing?
Yeah. And like you'll see barracuda and other fish just cruise, and you'll see them cruise.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how does one, you know, you just try to flip a Viejo in front of them kind of thing? I mean, what would one do if that scenario presented itself?
You're totally right, but it's easier for me to tell you the mistakes that are made because they're greater surmounted than the positives, right? The negatives are the one buddy swinging his arm from left to right. There he is.
Okay.
They're gone.
It's already over.
I don't know what it is, man. Yeah. They don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like the swinging of the arm and the pointing and the quick movements.
Yeah, loud banging. Let me grab this other rod.
They're done.
It's over.
That quick.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's having a swim bait ready to go. Mm-hmm. Sometimes a lead-headed swim bait. I've like the one this year, I got 22 pounds, was on a 5-inch weedless.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's just.
Shocker. Corey's fishing a weedless.
Yeah, right? I know. It's kind of funny. Yeah. And it's just being set up like that.
Okay.
And those kind of scenarios just come, they're presented in front of you sometimes without you even knowing it, you know, and it's just being ready and having the right, like, 50-pound braid to be able to cut through the kelp is better than 65 or 80, you know?
Really?
It is. Yeah.
The kelp cutting property better out of the lighter.
It is.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I don't like the super slick for that either. Like a lot of guys go for the super slick. Well, the original Power Pro is
it's got that grit.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's a grit, but it's not. It's not like unusable gritty. It's and it holds that for a very long time.
Right.
You know, it meaning that it doesn't fray and it doesn't age. It ages very well.
Okay.
Like you can keep that 50-pound for an entire season without it going bad.
It fuzzing up on you.
That's exactly it. Yeah. So like the super slick, it goes through everything so smoothly.
Yeah.
That you're not going to cut the kelp
like
so easily.
It casts very, very nice, but the same same reason that it's casting and going through the guides and all those things is the same same deal. It just kind of doesn't have like I don't know what to call it other than that. You know that greater cutting type property. I guess.
And that's what it is. So the original Power Pro, there's only a couple braids that really carry that property, and the original Iserline is one of them too. You know, and but the original Power Pro is. By far, my favorite. I'll use that in 50 and 65.
That's good dope.
Yeah.
That's good dope. Well, as you can hear, I mean, again, we're just going to have a very fun show today. And today, again, it's all about you. I mean, we want every level of participation on the show. If you want to call and give us a report about a great trip you had, great. If you got questions, it's such a fun really, what this is a great opportunity to pick the brains of Corey. I mean, a guy that just... does so much of this, like it's going to be fun. Yeah, and if you have tackle questions you'd like to shoot my way or something else, man, we just love to hear it. It's just going to be a fun opportunity, and if you've got questions, we want to hear them, and we'd love to hear your participation. It'll be a busy day on phones and a busy day on the text, and, man, Corey, with a great prize, it's going to be I think it's going to be a really cool day.
Oh, it'll be a lot of fun. This is always a great time, Rick, and it's all about the callers, and definitely one lucky caller today is going to get an assortment of Seaguar fluorocarbon. I've been so – we talked about this last couple of shows I've been on, Rick, and that Seaguar Gold, it has really become my go-to. I've been using it for about 6 months now. I've used it from El Salto to fishing the kelp, and I have not found anything not even remotely negative, and meaning that it doesn't deteriorate. It doesn't I don't know. It's a smaller diameter. It's extremely strong. Like the 40-pound – is way beyond, it's almost like 30 pound.
Exactly.
But it holds like 50.
And I like it so much for what's going on for our sport boat bluefin fishing right now when it is. It's light line and it's small circle hook. And so it allows you the two things. You can be fishing, you know, if you're fishing 30 pound or whatever, you're fishing the diameter. It's a little bit skinnier than everybody else, which is a great thing, and it's still got abrasion resistance. Or if you really need to stealth down and you're fishing 25, it's the skinniest 25 you have ever fished. But it's not a BS thing for the radio show. I assure you that. Like,
Rick, I had two friends call me.
Yeah.
And ask me,
are you just saying that?
Ask me exactly that. I'm like, dude.
Yeah.
Trust me, I'm not steering you the wrong direction. And the other thing is, like, when the fish inhale the lure, I don't see the teeth marks on the line. It stays totally clear. One lucky caller today, Rick, is going to get an assortment of that Seaguar fluorocarbon. Give us a shout, 213-432-1090. That's the number. Or send us a text via the app.
Yeah, we've already got some good text coming through. It's going to be a very fun one. And that app is really cool. I know we talk about it all the time, but it really is true. Like, it's totally free. You don't get any spam, BS, email stuff. And it's a really easy app to use. It's a very easy way to listen to the show. You can call the show from there. You can check all the archive shows. So if you enjoyed hearing today's show, but you missed the one yesterday and you want to hear it on your drive home, literally push the app up, one button, plug it into your car or hit the Bluetooth or whatever you want, and you can listen to the show at your leisure on your drive home. It's a lot of fun, and it's the only way that you can text the show. So if you got a question for Corey, you got a question for myself, you got something you'd love to add to the show, shoot us a text, man. We'll read it today.
Absolutely. And again, the number 213-432-1090. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zesty vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They still make super refreshing vodka sodas with grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo and a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Come see our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjacks, perfect for up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse with up to 6. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
For your next fishing adventure, to check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
All right. Good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. It's Rick and I having a good time in studio. And you want to join us, 213-432-1090 is the number. And we're giving away an assortment of Seaguar fluorocarbon today.
We were having a chuckle during the break there. I had to tell a story to Corey that was just like, man, I think it was my first official... I'm like older and married and kid on the way story. This is a couple, a week or so back, and my boat partner Neil, who is the fishiest person that I know. He fishes more than any person I know that has a full-time job. Just crazy for it. I think physically goes through withdrawals if he's able to do it enough, and called me for a trip that back in the day, 5 years ago, especially when he and I were roommates for a while, we're living together, like, this wouldn't have even been a question of any kind ever. I get a phone call about 6 o'clock in the morning, and I usually leave for the tackle store about 7, so I'm getting ready, doing what you do in the morning before work. And he goes, "Hey, man, I'm catching these fish. What's the chance that you can bring, an extra change of clothes with you, throw a sleeping bag and a pillow in the car, and get your gear? And after work, let's go fish. We're gonna crash on the boat, and I know you worked at 8 o'clock the next morning, but I could have you back to the dock by 7, I'm catching these fish." And in a day, 100 times out of 100. I always kept an extra pair of boots, board short and T-shirt in the car just for that. Always kept a long rod in the car just in case. I joked with Mike, so you're trying to tell me a half hour to go, I'm going to get all my gear together, go to work, work all day, fish all night, leave my pregnant wife at home, you know, and then get off the boat, maybe get a shower at the marina, and then back to work for another full day. Like, not even a chance in hell can I pull that off right now. Yeah. And we had quite the chuckle that, you know, yeah, 5 years ago, I'm on that view. Done. I'm already there.
Yeah, it would have been a game.
Yeah,
right?
Totally.
Yeah, crazy, right?
Yep, yeah, different deal. But, we got a great show. The phones are already packed solid. The texts are already rolling through. But again, today is just about having fun and answering your calls and talking fishing and doing what we love doing, and that is talking about it and having a good time with it, and we're looking forward to talking to you. So with that, we're gonna do that, and we're gonna get things rolling. Again, like Corey said, if you want to get through, give us a call at 213-432-1090. And Corey, let's jump into the phones.
Let's do it. How about Doug? Doug Cohn from Montebello. Good morning, Doug.
Hi, I was just wondering, have you guys ever experimented putting your swim beats on a end of a iron, like the Caddy A1 ones?
You know what? That probably wouldn't be a bad scenario. No, I've never tried it, but I know that like some of the rockfish guys will, you know, tip their, you know, with a little wiggler back there or something like that, you know, for rockfish. But no, I don't think for the yellows and a tuna, definitely. Probably wouldn't turn that direction, I don't think.
Yeah, and a good swimming surface iron is so particular about what makes those things swim right. And, man, subtle changes can make a huge difference, both on the negative and the positive. You know, I mean, I have ruined a couple of good jigs where I have a plenty good swimming surface iron. This was early in this tuna foamer type time when we were catching a lot of our bluefin with the surface iron, but maybe the treble hook's bad, or, you know, plenty fine for catching another yellowtail, but with the potential of a 100-pound tuna and wanting a bigger, you know, single style hook, and cutting the treble hook off and putting a single on, and just the dramatic change that removing a treble hook and putting a single hook can make. And there's other jigs that just seem to fish it just fine, but boy, any little bit of change to the drag of one of those lures can really make a difference.
And my mindset, too, I think you hit it perfectly. The drag on the back end would change the swim entirely.
Yeah. Not to say that it couldn't or wouldn't work, but those would be the thoughts that certainly roll through my mind there.
A good one for sure.
Yeah, but Doug, great call. Appreciate that very much.
Let's do it. Vinny. Vinny calling from Carlsbad. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Vinny, and appreciate you joining us.
What's up, Vinny?
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, I got a question as far as terminal tackles. So I have 3 Wyandons, and as you guys know, they're not cheap. When is that application most used? Because it seems like when I've been fishing, you know, either the flat fall or a sinker rig, they're like, nah, you don't even need that. Just tie a piece of monoline, drop down 200 feet to do whatever, and it's dark down there. They can't really see the line. So is that more like for fly lining, or what's the best time to use that type of line?
So your wind-on leader is just another tool of attaching your fluorocarbon or your mono, whatever your wind is made out of, to your main line of spectra. And you're right in that fishing in a flat fall in the dark, you don't really need to be worried about being stealthy or anything like that. And you're right, you can attach, you know, you could attach to a swivel, you can just tie an RP knot and have a big heavy piece of fluoro down there. The wind-ons have a couple of advantages. The one is it's a very easy way to attach your fluorocarbon or your top shot to your main spectra. So if you're someone that the spectra connection concerns you some, you don't have your RP knot down as much as you'd like it, you don't do the Tony Payne as much as you'd like it, the wind-on leaders you can have pre-made. Keep a loop in your spectra main line. The wind-ons already have a loop on them. You can just literally pass one loop through the other a couple of times, cinch it up, and be away. So it's a very fast, easy way to do it. And one of the best advantages, I guess, to kind of answer your question where you're saying I have them, but I haven't found the scenario where it was right to use them. Where they really shine is in live bait sardine fishing. just because the connection is so seamless. And, you know, typically the wine done is served or Sato crimped, and there's just very, very little to hang up. So in a scenario where you're casting your connection through your guides, that's where the wine done really shines, because there's really no bulky knot to go ticking its way through the guides. You won't rip hooks out of baits. You won't slow yourself down. So anytime you're using a wine don, you could just tie an RP knot. I mean, the wine don is just a good connection that's really clean and seamless. So you don't ever have to do it. It just allows you for a little stealthier approach. And I think to answer your question, where it really is most valuable is in fishing a sardine, that the connection will pass through your guides during a cast really good. Did that answer your question okay, Vinny?
Thanks, guys. Have a good show.
Yeah, buddy, appreciate it very much. Corey, how about a text that you kind of touched on, but maybe gives an opportunity for some expansion? It's from Derek in Lake Elsinore, and he wants to know which brand of braid you could recommend, one for longevity, and also, two, a braid that doesn't really hang up on itself when you're trying to fly line a sardine.
And I think the first thing that comes to mind is the original Power Pro. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and typically, the worst braids that I've encountered for snagging up on itself as you're trying to cast is a flatter braid, mm-hmm. like a hollow core.
Mm-hmm.
The hollow core will lay flatter, and when you do that, every cast you get a twist in the line somehow or another.
Sure.
You know, and thousands of cast into it, you've got a lot of twists in your line if you're not watching it. And those act like wrought iron fencing, and they grab each other as you're trying to cast. That's usually the number one thing that goes wrong with me. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't, might not be for somebody listening, but that's something that goes wrong for me. The longevity, for sure, is the original Power Pro, by far, like we talked about earlier, you know, and it lasts me for a very, very long time.
I'll throw something in there that I struggled with this, Derek, you know, just the same for sure. And a big thing became forcing myself to always put my Spectra back on the reel a lot tighter. It's very easy when you're fly lining a bait and your bait's, whatever, it's 25 or 30 yards back behind the boat and it's not the right bait, it doesn't get a bite, and you want to change another one, put your reel into gear, wind it back on, and you know, we're all guiding our line back on like we should. Just wind the thing back on real quick, put the bait off, grab another one and throw it. Putting yourself in the mindset of really pinching your line a lot tighter and putting your reel back on, putting your Spectra back on the reel with more pressure than you know, thinking about the amount of pressure that you put on there is what I'm trying to say. Like, when that line goes on the reel much tighter, it comes off a lot cleaner.
Yeah.
So if when you're putting it on the reel, you're not really paying attention to, you know, winding it on nice and tight and straight, it gets a little loose, and one line kind of falls over the top of the other, and those are the ones that grab for me real bad. So
that makes sense.
So maybe keeping those two things in mind will help get that bait away from you. And I'm with you. I love fishing hollow for the properties of leader, additions of Spectra, connections, but there's no doubt that flatter line grabs a little more.
It does.
You know, so.
And for the bass style fishing, I didn't mean to step on your rig, but for the bass style fishing, making 1,000 casts, it's not always the best line to go with.
Right.
But big fishing and you're, you know, making 100 casts in the day, you know, underhanding or whatever, lightly throwing a 6-inch sardine out there, it's a little bit different.
It is, yeah. And you got to pick your scenario. You know, you pick the what's the lesser of two evils. For most of my, you know, call it sub 50 pound or sub 60 pound fishing, I like solid Spectra. I you know, most of my bait reels have 65 pound or 80 pound or whatever it might be, and I like solid for those scenarios. And I'm with you. I prefer solid for fishing-wise all the way through, but when we start getting up to 80-pound, 100-pound, 130-pound, even though I would prefer a solid Spectra, the properties of hollow for additions of line, additions of connection, things like that, for me, that's when it starts to outweigh the positives of fishing a solid. Doesn't mean one is better than the other. That's just what I like.
Right, exactly.
But anyways, a great call, Derek, and I hope that helps you out. Well, Corey, let's head south. We're going to go all the way down to a spot where you just don't need to worry about it biting too much, because it's been so good for so many weeks in a row, and that's at Rancho Leonero. We got our buddy John Ireland on the line. Good morning, John.
Morning, Rick. Hello, Corey. Ryan.
Good morning.
What's up, John?
Well, It's beautiful weather down here, I got to tell you. You know, it's so green now. It's been raining for the last, on and off for the last 3 weeks. And, boy, it's just like Hawaii. It's really, really greened up. It's beautiful stuff. It's been actually the weather, its air's been cooler. It's been in the low 90s, and the rain has really cooled things down. It's very, very pleasant. We had some wind and a real rainstorm midweek, Tuesday and Wednesday, and no boats went out those 2 days. Otherwise, the water's been flat and calm and clear, and this water's cooled down some too. Inside, it's down to like 80 degrees. You go out maybe a mile and it's up to 84, and then and then you go a little further out than that, it's up 87, 90 degrees. But it's holding the fish. The striped marlin are really the big ticket, huh? You know, just right in front of. Gosh, right in front of the hotel. I caught one the other day right off the boat moorings, right in front of the hotel, not a half a mile, right off the front there. There are loads of them around. They're taking the ballyhoo. They're mixed with a few sails and some blues and blacks, but it's mostly stripers and big ones, some real, real good size ones. We released one the same day that had to be well over 200 pounds, a great big striper. So real, real good marlin fishing right now, and that's really been kind of the game. We're picking up some nice tuna as well. A long boat ride for the bigger tuna. They're real close to the beach, off the White Cliffs down south there, off of Veneramas. But it's a good hour and 20-minute boat ride to get down there to them. But they're bunched up maybe half a mile to 2 miles off the beach, and taking sardine. And this week, for whatever reason, they're loving the chunk squid. So. Picking them up there. Also picking up the yellowfin at Rincon at the park boundary there, just on the other side of the Pomo Park there. Some big fish coming out of there. 20, 30-pounders common, a few in the 50, 60, 70-pound range. But, you know, that's one or two per boat that are fishing there. They're also picking up Dorado, and there's a lot of other fish. If they're fishing the bottom. The bottom, of course, you know, bottom's a great option for us because if it's not going on outside, if the pelagics aren't biting, you can always roll back and hit the bottom and load it with pargo and pompano. I mean, literally as many as you want. And mix with some nice big amberjack. This year, gosh, we've taken, 30 or 40 amberjack. Could have been over 50 pounds, you know, some real nice fish. So that's going on as well. Rooster fishing's kind of slow this past week for whatever. They haven't really been biting real aggressively. Overall, really pretty good fishing, you guys. We're enjoying it.
Sounds incredible.
Yeah, that's cool, man. I love you've always said it, that this is the prime time for, you know, for the hot fishing in the East Cape, and it just sure seems like it just it always shines through. A great time to be down there, John. And I know that it's been an extremely busy year. Ranch so popular, and everybody's so excited to be out and traveling and coming back to join again. Is there still opportunities to come down if we want to get in on some of this later season fishing?
Absolutely. And any month, this month, September, October, we have many rooms, or not many rooms, we have a few rooms available. We have had a real good year, a very busy year. All the hotels on the East Cape are sending out lots of boats. We sent out 17 ourselves this morning, so we're happy, and business has been good, especially compared to last year. So we're pleased, and we appreciate all the support from all our longtime guests, that's for sure, Rick.
Love it, buddy. Well, if somebody wants to come join you one more time, shoot us the phone number to book a spot and talk to Pam and come down and get in on all the fun, John.
Thanks. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLaneArrow.com.
You the best, buddy. John, appreciate it. Great report as always, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Best to you guys. Thank you.
Thanks, John. Appreciate that.
All right. Exciting stuff. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. More from Rick and Corey when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
It's a fact of life in Southern California, hard water. And if you have a pool, your towel shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Towel Cleaning to the rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Towel Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Towel Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High-pressure pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodged tiles. San Diego Pool Top Cleaning uses a low-pressure media blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stained tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Top Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there's only one name you can trust. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
Talk about great gear from Shimano. You know, Corey, I was thinking about it when you were, you know, talking about your fishing. We all know your favorite bass setup. You've talked a lot about the Tranx 200, the Tranx 300. Does that change on your very rare venture offshore and you're changing it foamer? Like, what is a favorite Corey, you know, casting a lure to catch a tuna setup right. consist of right now? Do you have a favorite?
You're making me laugh, Rick. It was actually the 400 Tranx okay. and 300 and just trying to put it together. Yeah. It's a perfect castable reel and getting the hard baits and the popper and that kind of stuff out there. It'd be great for bait fishing too, Rick.
Yeah, I'm with you. Tranx 400, nice. Fits in your hand, so easy. Put a little Colt Sniper or something, you can cast it a mile, but still has the power to deal with the fish. You know, enough to and including 40, 50 pounders, no problem. I mean, that reel has got the guts to deal with it.
I have no problem throwing the Tranx 300 loaded with 50-pound Spectra to catch a 20 to 30-pound tuna. It's the perfect setup for making those casts. I mean, maybe not perfect, but...
You're starting to get me nervous with the 300,
yeah,
but I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. As you can hear, a great outfit and a great call. If you want a little more info on that Shimano Tranx, go check out your local Shimano dealer or check out Shimano.com.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flatfall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flatfall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year, and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check it out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
All right. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And, man, Rick, we're just in studio having a great time. And if you want to give us a shout, lines are full, but I'll give you the number when one does open up. You'll have your opportunity at 213-432-1090. We're giving away an awesome assortment of Seaguar fluorocarbon.
We really are, yeah. Great time, a great prize, and there's so much good fishing going on, and I think we should just keep rolling with it. We're going to just jump right into the catch report and find out what's going on out there with the, you know, with all this great tuna fishing and great yellowtail fishing. It's just time to find out what's going on the local side.
It is. And, Rick, it's sponsored by Gamakatsu. And great news from Gamakatsu. Their Nautilus circle hooks are now available in size 2 and 4. Perfect for the finicky bluefin,
as
I found out, my friend. From the Nautilus Lite, the regular Nautilus, or the new Nautilus HD, having the ability to choose the right size circle hook is the key with Gamakatsu. Nautilus, you have the choice and the confidence you're going to get the perfect hook for the to match a job. Stock up now at Gamakatsu with the Gamakatsu Nautilus circle hooks at your select tackle shops.
We just got a resupply of those 2s and 4s yesterday.
Oh, you got them in.
We got them in, so we had them for about a week. They evaporated, and they got a big resupply yesterday, so we're really stoked. That is a really, really good
stealth
hook for right now.
For the private boat fishery, I mean, not only the sport boat, right? But totally. The private boat getting on that
yeah.
fish.
Yeah, right? It's a good one. Well, hey, let's start off our catch report up at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. We're going to talk to the man, Captain Brian Williams, on the line. What's up, Willie?
Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
We're doing great. Having fun.
Good, man. Good. We're just heading down the coast here this morning. A little chilly water, though, on our little stretch here. But, we had some shining areas this week and some tough areas here. Starting with the local bass stuff. It's still in that improving stages. Again, that water is still trying to warm up. 68's kind of been about average once the sun gets on it. So with that, the bass action's been fair with some days certainly better than the others for sure. Right now, we've got a really nice live sardine for bait, like 4-inch sardine, that cracker sardine. So that's been certainly helping us out. And on most days, the lighter line, the guys have been dropping down a little bit there and doing just fine with some of that. And then some of the guys dropping to the bottom with the sinkers on the sand bass. And sheephead offshore, we've some good shots at that very, I call it, catchable grade of tuna, you know. That blue fins, that 25 to 40 pound stuff with some nice yellow fin in the mix for our guys too. That yellow fin's been a little bit smaller, 25 to 30 pounds for us. But it's been better in the afternoons this week as things kind of glass off. You know, we've been fishing with freezers and some nice sonar schools of fish out here with like the entire fleet out there between the island and the 14 mile bank there. But fly line sardines have been the way to go for sure. We haven't caught much on like the full sniper jigs or anything like that. It's all pretty much been on the live bait. Saw a few Dorado on our counts here this week as well. You know, out there finding a couple of kelps in some of the little zones with some of that warmer water. But typical Dorado deal, you know, that stuff just gets bait thrown at it all day and it's skittish. So the ones we caught were on the chunk bait for the guys that kind of, you know, switch things up a little bit and got some chunks out there and let that sink out near the kelp. And then with that tuna being relatively close, I'm going to tell you guys, we have some awesome trips on the books. When I'm talking ultra light limited load stuff, like 25 angler type of
ooh,
stuff on the Dump
cool.
Fun and the Pulmini. Yeah, and then 35 on the Dana Pride. So that's
oh my god,
pretty good little deal. $120 will get you on the boat, so it's also very affordable. So we have
very affordable
trips like that on the books. Yeah, caller offices, I mean, of course, this thing's going to sell out super quick. But great price, great passenger load, so jump on some of that. And then finally, the Fury, he's been over at Clemente taking advantage of that really good yellowtail fishing over there. Nice surface iron fish, live bait fish, and that stuff's been anywhere from like 12 to 25 pounds. Just good island grade of yellowtail. But Lexi Christian's been over there on a little four-pack boat, and he's been doing great on that fish as well. Same deal, live bait and surface iron fish. So things are good off the beach a ways. We're just hoping that, you know, we kind of turn the corner here and see this water warm up on the beach here. So give the landing a call. Our number 949-496-5794. Of course, you can book online, too, at danawharf.com.
Man, what a great report, Willie. Awesome. I mean, some really fun stuff, both the offshore fishing, the islands fishing on the beach there. Sounds like a lot of it's happening. And, yeah, we're with you. We'll hope for a little bump up in the water temp. But in the meantime, some really cool stuff going on. And what a great idea you guys had on some of those ultra, ultra limited loads. I can't imagine the Dana Pride with, what did you say, 35 people?
35 people. I mean, yeah, it's built to hold 149 people whale watching and 99 yeah. typically fishing. So 35. Right?
Crazy.
That's going to be really cool.
Yeah.
Great idea. So, lots of fun, Willie. Appreciate that. And if one more time, shoot us the number if somebody wants to take advantage of those or any of the great trips going on at Dana Wharf.
Cool. Well, thanks, Rick. Our number here, 949-496-5794. It's right there through the list. How good webpage at DanaWharf.com.
Awesome. Appreciate it as always, buddy. Great report. Glad to hear things are going so good at Dana, and we'll look forward to talking next week.
Cool. Thanks, guys. See ya.
Appreciate that very much. All right, we're going to head on down to Cedros now to a guy that's literally heading to Cedros. Talk to our buddy Jeff Flowers on the line. What's up, Jeff?
Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
We're doing great.
Oh,
we're just wanting to know what's going on at our favorite yellowtail fishing place.
Well, I tell you, they're still there. I was down there 3 weeks ago, and I probably had personally, and with a group of people I went with were great people, but the best trip down there in the last, I don't know, 5-6 years.
Come on.
It was over the top. I mean, catching, you know, 5-pound calicos on surface iron, throwing stick baits, throwing Corey's infamous plastics, and just, I mean, it didn't matter what you did. You couldn't keep them off the line. And it went from just incredible bass fishing where they're just jumping around the boat, rolling around, And everywhere you went on that east and south side of the island, and then the yellows just came alive. And it was unbelievable surface iron fishing. And the weather has been great. There's not a lot of people out there fishing, obviously. You know, we're full, but there's not as many boats running around, and it was a fabulous trip. So it was so good that we're going back down again on Monday. Got all my stuff I need to catch crazy bass. Thanks, Corey.
Yeah, right.
But no, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Is with your slugs. And rigging them up with the trocar on a hook system.
Yeah.
What is your favorite way of fishing those?
Well, it's going to be weightless, and I like fishing them on a leadhead too. But it's going to be one of the two ways: either on a leadhead, super glued to the leadhead, or on the, like you said, a trocar 9-0 is perfect, but the unweighted version. So,
okay.
I was talking with a young kid that had been down and was fishing him, and I was like, so stoked for him. He got him on the trocar, you know, the 9-0, and he's like, yeah, but I was using the weighted one. And I was like, wow, okay, well, there you go, you know. Get them any way you can. But if you look at one fished weighted and one unweighted, it has much more life when fished unweighted.
I was so surprised, too, when you said if you fish them with a lead head, you like a pretty darn light lead head, too.
Comparatively.
To the size of bait or.
And to the depth of water you're fishing, right? So, if you're fishing 30 to 50 feet of water for a halibut, I would use a 1 ounce or 3/4 ounce. The lighter you can get away with, the more life you're given to the lure.
Mm-hmm.
The heavier the lead head you're going with, the more like a bullet it's sinking, you know?
And do you, in terms of getting, you know, going to a place like Cedros where Jeff's at and the opportunity to big bite a 5, a 6, a 7, an 8, a 10-pounder exists, are you going to target a big fish with a slug over the weedless one versus
the
other?
Question.
Is it all about visual? I mean, what do you think one could draw a bigger bite, or do you just love fishing the slug because the bite is so visual? I mean, how does one determine what the better bullet is?
Well, you know? I think you have a great question. I think I'd let the fish determine. I think I would have one of each rigged up. I mean, those are my heart and soul.
I know.
The 7-inch weedless and 8-inch slug, and you're going to get a monster on one or both of them, really. And there's times where they're chasing bait and they're lit up and they want to chase things down. And that's where the weedless would be better, Jeff. And if they're a little more finicky and they, you know, you have to create a bite.
Okay.
Sometimes you can do it better with the 8-inch slug.
And where, coax a bite out of them.
Well, and the reason being is you keep it in the zone longer. And that thing zigs and zags. And then is in their zone, in that 10-foot zone where you think you're going to get bit, it can stay there for 10 seconds or longer, you know?
Are more of your bites coming when the thing is literally on the surface, almost Zara Spook-like, where half the bait's out of the water, or more of it when you're twitching, and then stops and the thing starts to fall and kind of dart down? Okay.
So, and to help you out with that, Jeff, is the more lit up they are, they're more they're going to eat it like Zara Spook.
Got it.
If they're being finicky and they've got a visual on it, they cannot handle what you just described. the zig, the zag, and let it glide one way. And just give it 5 seconds. Count to five.
That's a long time.
It is a long time. But
okay, that's my problem. Is I'm impatient with that because I want to see it swimming. I want to feel it on the end of the rod. I want to drag it right in front of something. So
but if you
just hit the key.
If you're near the structure, being the kelp or the rock, if you're within 10 or 15 feet of that structure, you're in the game.
Let it glide.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, and hold on, because 5 to 8, 10-pounder is going to straighten the line out.
The other thing, Jeff, which is not the easiest thing, because I know you're a guy like me, and I get extra fired up, is you've got to sit on your hand a little bit when you do get the bite.
On the hook set.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's tough.
It is
tough.
Because with the Spectra, with the Power Pro and everything, you're so direct. That
you
those
feel it
bites,
instantly.
But the bite is like a lightning bolt, you know, and instantaneously you want to yank back.
You just want to, I'm going to give it to him.
but the main key to that is to let them grab it, shut their mouth, set the hook. Yeah. You know, 1,000
okay, so this is the trip where I'm going to be focusing on the slug because I get, like Rick said, I get a little bit impatient sometimes and I want to throw it, I want to wind it. This one, I am I am dedicating myself to learning how to fish that better.
Yeah.
So
the key to the Trocar 9-aught is the monster heavy duty spring that comes with it. Number
right.
one. That's yes. the key. The other, if you have the hooks and you don't have an unweighted one, just grab a pair of heavy duty
yeah.
dykes and start clipping and cutting.
Off.
It'll come off.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since
Super.
We're so into this, one other thing is which I learned a lot from watching you on the skiff trip is
yeah.
you move that slug almost completely with your reel handle,
all with the
not
reel.
With your rod tip.
All 100% with the reel.
And you know my gut always like a slug. I'm gonna jerk the rod and move the rod tip and make it dance that way.
Yeah.
But that's not what you do. You put your rod at an angle that you want to be able to set the hook from. And you move that lure with your reel handle.
100% with the reel. Freshwater, that style is 100% with, well, it's in combination with the reel, but it's 95% with the rod tip.
Right.
And you'll mechanically get it down, and you're going to get the bite. Let the fish dictate it, too. You know, I mean, you're going to
sure.
have an absolute, I want to hear the report.
Yeah, I'm fired up for you, Jeff.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, we're coming back next Saturday, and I'm going to have some good information for you.
Man, you got me all fired up. And I saw a listener, Jeff, in the tackle shop the other day. Paul was buying a bunch of stuff to go down to Cedros, and I wanted to give him a shout out. And Paul, have a great time, and when you get back, give us a report.
We can always identify very quickly, Jeff, who is somebody that you sent down to us to get ready, because we don't even have to say anything to them. We know exactly where they're going and exactly what they're doing,
yeah.
because they walk up to the counter with a double-fisted pile of Christmas tree colored MCVA hose. Like, oh, you talk to Jeff or you talk to Rosie, no doubt about it. Like, if somebody has two handfuls of Christmas tree, we already know, like, oh, you're going on a Cedros trip, huh?
Yeah, that'll last you a day.
Exactly.
Hey, Jeff, have a great time, buddy. We appreciate it very much. And if somebody wants to come fishing with you on a fantastic operation, Cedros Sport Fishing, how do we do it?
Great question. It's get a hold of Rosie. You can give her a call on her cell, and it's 619-772-5770, or you can go to cedrosportfishing.com. Make sure you type it in right, cedrosportfishing.com. And she's got some spots opened up, and she's looking at actually extending the season a little bit. We've had so much interest that people just want to get down there and enjoy the old school of Baja. You enjoy it on the island and just the fabulous fishing. And we've got a larger number of pongas now. We've got six and some fantastic skippers joining our group. And we're just looking forward to helping other people's dreams come true.
That's rad, man. Well, great job. You guys are killing it as always. Have a great trip, Jeff. We'll really look forward to next week's report because you'll be fresh off the island.
You got it, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, buddy. Good luck with that slug.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks.
I want to hear the stories on that one.
He's got me fired up for
sure.
Well, let's continue on with our catch report. We're going to hit the surf. Our surf fishing guru, Gundy Gunderson's on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Good morning, Gundy.
Hey, good information, guys.
Yeah.
Corey, would you call that dead sticking? You know, when you let that slug just sit there.
Kind of, but it's not necessarily dead sticking. I mean, dead sticking is like a super long period of, you know, letting it sit and dead sticking. But the mesmerizing the fish and getting their attention with that zig and zag, and then if they're not active, man, you let that thing just go on a glide and slowly sinking because of the weight of the hook. I'm telling you, it's a violent bite. It's not subtle.
Yeah. It's got me so fired up.
Yeah, but very close to dead sticking, Gundy.
Yeah, but it's kind of, it is a patience still. You know, you do it with top water, too. You know, sometimes you just let it sit there. But what you said is important, and is that you kind of get the cadence from what the fish want, you know. And on those island trips, a lot of times you hit edges of those islands or spots or points where you get these little cold water edges. So you can go from pretty active fish to all of a sudden fish in a little neutral mode. So that's good to have that sluggo in the bag.
Yeah,
that's a great point.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
All right, gentlemen, I'll get at my thing. I know we're getting into the top of the hour. Another solid week of fishing, strong tides, warm water, had lots of species on the bite. The Corbina bite continues to be the top draw, especially for Newport South. Still lots of calico bass in the shallows, on the reefs, the kelp stringers inside. A few more legal white sea bass in that same habitat in between the surf line, the kelp edges off the little rocky points and reefs. And the croaker bite continues strong, and that's been going all summer, steady eddy. Hook, line, sink reported several legal white sea bass up there at Goleta Beach. The halibut fishers have been hooking them, fishing for halibut. The halibut fish have been a little slow, lots of short fish, but they are hooking these fish from anywhere from like 28 to 35 inches up there. And, you know, smelts, grunion, sardine patterns, swim baits are probably the best bet. Wiley's reported good Korean action along Malibu beaches, lots of 2 to 3 pound fish, sand crabs, top bait there. The stretch west of the old chart house has been a better one. Just Fishing reported good Corbina fishing all along South Bay beaches, Hermosa, Manhattan, Torrance. A nickel-sized sand crab's been a top bait. Cast outside the breakers, you'll get a croaker, lots of croaker around. And, hey, the first bonita of the season showed up in King Harbor, so we're moving towards fall, guys. Big Fish reported good spot fin action on the backside of the Full Moon, Seal Beach Pier and Jetty, Hunting Cliffs, two of the better spots. Top fish, 5 pound class. Catch 'em Tackle reported good Corbina catches from the street jetties to the pier, lots of sand crabs. A 4 pound fish was taken at river jetties on a ghost shrimp. Hogan's reported better Corbina fishing there in South Laguna, Salt Creek Strand, some cleaner water, a little bit of a streaky water in Capitol Bay there. Sand crabs working west for those guys. Also good calico bass catches all along those South Laguna reefs. You know, swim baits in there or slugs work good too, fishing the boilers. Pacific Coast reported good Corbina fishing, also still some streaky water around. So find the clean water, find the fish. Two shop regulars yesterday posted one guy had 10 Corbina, another had 9. What they were saying was the water, you know, you find that clean water and they're concentrated in there. And you find the right water and you'll make some good catches. Real good tides, real warm water. 3 pound, 12 ounce fish leads the derby over there at the shop. So very good fishing. That Corbina fishing is just going as good as it gets right now. Summertime, good Corbina fishing.
Yeah, it's beautiful stuff, Gundy.
It's a good time to be a fisherman right now, Gundy. Well, great report. Certainly soaked here in that. And like you say, this is the right kind, the right type of condition. Such a good time to go down into the beach. And, you know, this is a really good time, too, if you're not been a surf fisherman, to go down for that after-work session. Let the crowds, you know, get off the beach in that last couple hours. Some really good fishing to be had in the surf right now.
Nice and easy, and you go home and sleep well at night, Rockstar.
I like it. Gundy, great call as always, buddy. Appreciate a great report.
Good show, man. I love the technical stuff. Keep it up, Corey.
It's all good stuff.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, you, good Gundy. Stuff. Hey, and it's sponsored by SurfFishTackle.com. For all your surf fish needs, reports, tackle, and more, check SurfFishTackle.com.
When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, more of your phone calls, more catch reports, more texts, and a lot more fun with Corey. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at the Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
He's not just my fishing buddy. After 30 years, he's a brother, and I'd sure hate to lose him. His bass boat's got nothing to do with it, so I make sure both of us wear a life jacket. Save the ones you love, even if they don't own a fancy boat. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
San Diego. Do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lane and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
This is the wheel Southern California saltwater anglers have been waiting for. The new Shimano Torium 40 HG. From casting Wahoo bombs while long-range fishing, fishing local tuna or rockfish, the new Shimano Torium 40 HG should be part of your arsenal. With more capacity, more power, and an amazing 31 pounds of drag with Shimano's carbon drag system, nothing rivals this addition to the Torium lineup. Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters says Shimano engineered Torium for the way we fish on the West Coast. With casting gear on conventional tackle, Torium's power and fishability are rooted in its body. A rigid, all-metal Hagane body in Torium will bring both stiffness and impact resistance. Anglers' actions are transformed directly into cranking power. Torium's S-compact body design makes it easier for anglers to control hooked fish in critical situations. The new Shimano Torium 40 HG is now available at your local Shimano dealer. Grab yours today.